Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Brian Breisinger is on the phone. Steve Hoffman is here. You've been hearing the story all day from Melinda Healthcare. The face, the landscape changing. We're going to get more from Steve and Brian in a moment. I've been blogging about it on social media. This is going to be an incredible hour. They do have people standing by. If you want to call their office, you can do so. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Normally in the 9 o'clock hour every other Saturday, but because of supply and demand as far as questions in this breaking news, they were nice enough to join us today to inform and to educate all of you. So let's begin with Steve Hoffman. We'll get Brian in the mix in a moment. And I'm just going to sit back and let you guys figure this out because a lot of people are trying to figure it out too. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon, Rob. How are you?
I am spectacular, but I got to believe you guys are going to be really busy.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a trying time for us. So I'm a little nervous today, not sure what to expect. Don't really have an agenda for the show, but really want to start off talking about the news that broke yesterday. We started talking back in August, September timeframe about this consent decree coming to an end on June 30th. And if you remember back then, Rob, we were advising people, you need to check your options. You need to prepare for June 30th. And we were getting calls. I remember fielding calls back then with people saying, no, my doctor told me it'll be an 11th hour deal. Or my friend, I called Highmark and they said there'll be an 11th hour deal. Or UPMC told me everything's going to be okay. And we were warning people, this is simply not true. You have to prepare for what's coming. And unfortunately, our worst fears came to fruition yesterday as the news broke that UPMC and Highmark divorce will become official on June 30th. The consent decree will end. The only good thing through this whole situation over the last month has been there's been a lot of jockeying back and forth in court, right? Mr. Romoff at UPMC has at least negotiated and opened up access to some of the skilled facilities of UPMC to Highmark members. You know, most importantly to us would be the Hillman Cancer Center. So folks with Highmark Insurance can still use the Hillman Cancer Center, which is a big positive through this whole thing. But it's going to be all the other facilities. The Allegheny Health Facility, Allegheny Health Network facilities will not be available to UPMC members. The UPMC facilities will not be available at the discounted rate like they were talking about to the Highmark members as of June 30th. So I'm here to answer questions today. We got Brian on the phone for a time with us. We got, I think, 12 or 13 people at the office ready to field calls at 888-818-MEDI or 888-818-6334. I feel like a pinata right now that's about to get beat up, but here we go.
All right, Brian, you know what? You were the voice of reason. We had a lot of talk on the air and off the air about this topic leading up to what happened yesterday. Let me get your overall thoughts before we dive into the meat and potatoes of what is going to be in a busy, busy lunch hour. Go ahead.
Sure. Good afternoon, gentlemen, and happy Father's Day to the both of you.
Happy Father's Day.
Right back at you, by the way.
Thank you. It's official, right? We've been saying it for months, and unfortunately, Rob, the announcement hit just a few days ago, and we thank you for allowing us to step in on the lines here today, really just to educate the consumer and give them a little bit of an overview of what to expect. So as Steve had just, you know, described, we are now in a position where we're going to have Highmark Medicare Advantage members that are going to have a significant restriction to their network access moving forward. And that's a pretty big deal. We aren't talking 5, 10, or 15 doctors, Steve, are we? We're talking hundreds, if not thousands, of doctors that are going to be limited to Highmark Medicare Advantage members. And I haven't even begun to start talking about the facilities yet. So this is a dynamic shift in our marketplace, Rob, that we have not seen in well over a decade. I believe it's a short-term problem for a long-term solution, and let me take a minute to talk about that. The marketplace has been predominantly dominated by UPMC and Highmark for years and years and years. And as a result of that, it's been extremely difficult for outside competitors to come in and really compete within our marketplace. I think this breakup and this divorce, as you call it, is going to allow for further competition to come into our markets over the coming years. And as you start to see more and more names show up on the scene, it's going to create a more competitive environment for both Highmark and UPMC. And I believe long term, we're going to be in a much better place. But it's going to be painful steps until we get there. Wouldn't you agree, Steve?
I would agree. And we started receiving calls at the office even yesterday from people who are, have either Highmark or UPMC just wanting to understand what their options are. Brian, I fielded three calls yesterday from folks who were just panicked, not wondering, can they still go to their doctor? What will the cost be if they go to their doctor? Will they have to switch doctors? And the unfortunate thing is it's almost like mass fear among the senior population who should not have to deal with this.
Right. And we even had a lady that I know, I was talking to Joe back at the office. There was a woman up in the North Hills. And I think when you break this down, Rob, geographically, when you look at the map, the northern section of Pittsburgh, heading all the way up into Cranberry and even towards Butler, is going to have great impact here. Because of the major hospital facilities that are up there, you're talking about UPMC, North Hills Passavant Hospital, and then Cranberry Passavant. I mean, you're talking major hospital chains that are no longer going to be accessible to Highmark members. So think about a situation where, you know, this lady was explaining to Joe where, you know, there's a potential emergency that happens. And you call an ambulance, you dial 911, the ambulance picks you up, and they're going to take you to the closest facility if they deem it an emergency. And you live in Cranberry, and they take you to Cranberry Passavant. We're able to stabilize you, but because you're a Highmark Medicare Advantage member, then they're going to be transporting you to a participating location. Let's just assume that's Allegheny General Hospital. There's questions that arise with this now. Number one is, you know, do you really want to be in a position, Steve, where you're being transported to a hospital for what you believe is an emergency? And then they say, hey, Steve, you know what? We don't believe this is a total emergency. We think you're stabilized. Now we're going to ship you off to a Highmark participating location, which is already an issue you don't want to deal with. And then secondly, who pays for the transportation rides, Rob?
There's so much, and we've only been on the air for less than 10 minutes, and my head's spinning. And again, you know, if you're fortunate and all the ducks are in a row and you're able to do everything you need to do and take care of health care and medical bills, you're fortunate, you're blessed. But believe it or not, you may not realize, but even your neighbor may across the street be suffering from a lot of decision-making over the next few months and years, and it's going to affect their life forever. So MediConnect. Now more than ever, their services in which you don't pay them. That's right. Their services are in need of so many people. So please pick up and call them now. They're there. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. If you have a question for Steve or Brian, our phone lines are always open because we want you to know we'll do whatever it takes to get you the answers you're looking for. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or you can reach us via the internet at Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. MediConnect Senior Zone. It's a special noon hour edition today on KDKA Radio. All right, let me remind you again that they are standing by at their offices, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Because of the recent news, obviously we are holding the special edition of MediConnect, the Senior Zone. Brian Breisinger on the phone and Steve Hoffman in studio. Steve?
So one thing that we want to make sure that everybody within listening distance of us understands, the services at MediConnect are really there to help you. There's no fee for our service. There's no charge. So if you have questions and you want to talk to Brian and I here live on a radio, or you want to call one of our representatives back at the office, there's no charge to get your questions answered. Peace of mind to me is the most important thing right now. I'm thinking of all the seniors, of all the Medicare eligibles I've dealt with over the years. And the one thing I always said to my people, Rob, is don't ever go and stay up all night because you're worried about something. Write it down, make a note, and call me in the morning. So peace of mind for people is really what we're looking for here. If you have questions, the best way to get that peace of mind is to get them answered. So we're here for that today.
All right, 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Let's talk to Louise in Washington, PA for Steve and Brian. Louise, good afternoon. Welcome to MediConnect Senior Zone. How are you?
Thank you. I'm not well. I have stage 2 breast cancer because I was forced into it. They would never allow me to talk to my doctor at Highmark, a Jewish man. And now they had me into a Muslim doctor who wanted to charge me $31,000 a month for medicine because he was in a kickback scheme with Walgreens Specialty Pharmacy. Can I still sue Highmark? I belong to UPMC now.
That would be an issue for a malpractice attorney. We're really not able to talk about those things. Sorry, Louise.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Again, they are standing by at MediConnect. You can call them right now and talk to one of their representatives, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. But I think we both agree this is a very volatile subject right now. So some of the questions may be a little off the wall, but people really are looking for answers. Let's go to John in Bethel Park, up next for Brian and Steve. MediConnect Senior Zone Special Edition. How you doing, John?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I was just curious if why this is such a done deal when one judge made the ruling. Doesn't it get appealed now by our district attorney or his Pennsylvania attorney?
Sure. Brian, you want to take that one or you want me to take it?
Sure. Yeah. No, I could step in on that.
I thought you'd like this
calling,
one,
John. Unfortunately, there's going to be multiple battles in court over this. Initially, it started at the Commonwealth, which was the local district courts, and the courts could not make a final decision on the consent decree. It was then sent off to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, where there was a 4-3 decision there at the Supreme Court level, where they didn't find enough information to determine a reason for the extension of the decree. So what did they do in turn? They sent it back to the Commonwealth courts, which is what they were in negotiations with on Monday throughout the course of this past week. And then they finally said that there is no reason for the consent decree to be extended. They couldn't find enough evidence to be able to justify moving, the date. So now, Attorney General Shapiro is looking to now file another appeal at the state level. But I think after we've gone through both courts, I think it's pretty safe to say that this deadline is probably going to remain, and there's going to be very little we're going to be able to do at this point to change it.
Okay, that answers me.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We have more calls coming in, but before we go back to the phones, I do want to remind you that if you can't get through on our phone lines, my best advice, I would just pick up the phone and call them at MediConnect, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Steve.
And yeah, as John asked the question, it's a great question about the appeal. One of the things that we need to be educated about at this point in time is it doesn't matter if there's an appeal or not. If the consent decree is going to end on June 30th, while it's going through the appeal process, you still could be limited in your network. So the best thing that I could advise people to do at this time is talk to somebody, get all the information you can, find out if you have a special election period, if you're capable of making a move at this time, if you need to. We never want people to sacrifice their health care or their doctors because of health insurance.
Brian?
See, let me step in for a second.
Absolutely.
It's important for everybody to understand that I could have UPMC health insurance. I can have a UPMC doctor. I can even go to a UPMC facility. So there's a lot of folks out there that would say, hey, I'm a UPMC member. This really doesn't affect me. Or you vice versa. You could simply say the same story for a Highmark Medicare Advantage member that sees a Highmark doctor and they utilize, AHN facilities. The concern that I have is the what-if scenarios, right? I mean, if something occurs and somebody gets sick in the future, you're limited to your options of specialists that you're going to see. And that's where I think this all breaks down, right? On both sides of the fence, there are some great providers and great facilities. I would never want to be in a situation, and I'm a cancer survivor, so I would never want to be in a situation where I get sick and I'm going to choose the second best option, right? I want to have the ability to get the best possible care that I can get. And depending on my condition, that could be something on the UPMC side or something on the AHN side. I don't know at this particular point. But what's happening as a result of this consent decree is I'm automatically being restricted. And I think that's the problem that we have. And I'm sure you can hear it in my voice there today. We're talking about, you know, the most, you know, a population that is vulnerable, and I don't feel as though they should be in a position where they have to choose one or the other.
And I think
there are options.
I'm even thinking about where I live, Brian. You know, I don't live in the city, right? I live south. I live in Fayette County. There are really no UPMC facilities within 45 minutes of where I live that people want to go to. There's one, but a lot of people don't like it. So the area where I live is a predominantly Highmark territory for years and years and years. As long as I've been in a business, it's always been predominantly Highmark. So now if those people have UPMC insurance, you're asking not only for them to go far away to be treated, but now you're dealing with family members who may need to go take care of them, family members who may need to drive 45 minutes to see them, 30 minutes to see them, to visit with them, to care for them while they're in the hospital. So there's a lot of issues, even not just the obvious ones that are facing us right now.
Right. UPMC has just announced in the past year, you know, a multi-billion-dollar project for three more specialty hospital facilities that they're going to be building in the city. I wonder if I'm a Highmark member, well, am I going to have access to those facilities because they're specialty facilities? Right? So there's all these unanswered questions that are out there right now. And if you're a person that's concerned, please call us. We can probably get into the details, help you out a little bit along the way. But more importantly, we want to let you know that there are options. You know, there are insurers out there that have been coming into the marketplace. It's been happening for, you know, more than, you know, a few years, and that which will allow access to both networks. And I think it's important for people to at least be taking a look at that, right? Wouldn't you agree, Steve?
That's the one thing that I would advise everybody to do at this point, because there, like you said, there are some strong national carriers, some carriers that have great reputation. Some of the largest senior health carriers in the country are available here, and they have access to both networks. So check your options.
All right, listen, we have to go to a break and check some news headlines with Melinda. Then we're going to get right back to your phone calls. If you want to join us on the air right now to get some of your questions, which have you scratching your head, answered after yesterday's news, call us, 866-391-1020. Our lines are open. We'll get you on the air as soon as we can, 866-391-1020. But my best advice, I would literally pick up the phone and call them at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI. That number again, 888-818-6334. You can find out more about what they do, MediConnectInsurance.com. Again, our number, 866-391-1020. You can reach us at Dollar Bank, Instant Access at KDKRadio.com. And yes, don't forget, call them, 888-818-MEDI. They're standing by right now. 888-818-6334. All right, Brian Breisinger is here. Steve Hoffman is here. Joe Randazzo joining us right now. And let me just tell you, as we return, we're discussing, because obviously the story from yesterday, how the healthcare landscape is changing in Pittsburgh June 30th. It is going to happen. UPMC Highmark. Listen, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Okay, call them. They're standing by. Joe, what do you want to add? Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Rob. You know what? We are getting peppered with phone calls here. This is, I guess there's a lot of people that were holding out for hope, but a lot of people are calling in. And one of the young ladies that had called in, she had a main issue, which kind of dovetailed with what Brian was talking about earlier, that she had had that happen in the past, being taken to a non-participating hospital, which kind of became a whole litany of issues because doctors ended up not being participating. And by the time they got moved, a lot of paperwork and a lot of being, I guess, uncomfortable during that time. And that's the worst time to be uncomfortable, right? You're looking to get cured. You're looking to get fixed. And whatever's going on with the doctors, the last thing you want to do is start a whole new relationship. So what I had asked her if I can relay a little bit on that story, and she was agreeable to that. It ended up being in tears a bit because struggling for the whole doctor relationship, then she had to deal with a whole other issue on top of that. But what I wanted to make sure that people that it's Steve and Brian or whatever talked about even more was the special enrollment period, the opportunity that people still do have to make a choice. And we can still make a difference for July 1st.
because people that have the ability to have a, I guess, an opportunity to change, there's certain parts of that, and a lot of it has to do financially. And we can review that with everybody on an individual basis, obvious for obvious reasons.
Thanks, right. Joe.
Joe, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So Steve, if you're, and I let's extend on what Joe was talking about there. So obviously there's going to be people calling into the office today. They're going to have, you know, concerns about their options. And we know we're going to have a few folks that are going to call and say, hey, you know, I don't want to get stuck in the middle of this tug of war. What are my options? How can I get into a position where I can have access to both networks? What can I do? And it's July 1st, Steve. What are my options as a Medicare Advantage beneficiary?
Your options are really depending upon your situation. So there are special elections that are available to people, some of them income related, some, you know, to do with the specific plans they're in. There, I don't even want to get into all that because I'll just confuse everybody. The best thing I could say is call one of our experts and talk to somebody at the office today, and we'll see if we can find that special election for you if we need to.
Right. Key is that there are some options,
there are options
still available for folks.
Absolutely.
Okay, guys, real quick, we're going to get to a U.S. Open update here in just a couple of moments. So before we take Steve in Natrona Heights, I thought we'd take care of this, get to our break, and then we'll have a lot of extra time in the final segment. Here's what I want to ask you. A lot of questions going through a lot of people's minds right now. They don't even know if they're in trouble. You understand?
Sure.
Can somebody just call and say, look, hello, I need help?
Absolutely. That's why we have our people at the office today answering the phones. And they're there live, and they'll be there all afternoon answering the phones. So call and get your questions answered. If you don't get to it today, write down the number 888-818-6334 or 888-818-MEDI and call us first thing Monday morning. But make sure you get your questions answered.
You know, Brian, I'm sure a lot of people are listening for the first time. They've never heard you in the noon hour, or at least for a long time. And coming off of the heels of this story, they're confused. They need help, but they're wondering, now, what does MediConnect exactly do? Explain to the audience what you do and how you can help them, especially on the heels of this major story.
Sure, Rob. MediConnect's a fully independent healthcare advisory firm. We're the largest one in the region. We have over 30 representatives. We have representatives that work in the field. They'll actually sit with members at their home, neutral locations. We even have a telephonic service for folks to be able to just call in and be able to work with a concierge right over the telephone. Our entire being is to be there as a support system for this entire region to get an independent point of view on their healthcare advice. All of our compensation comes direct from the carers that our members choose to work with. So there's no out-of-pocket cost or fee to the member. And then we are there on a year-to-year basis to be a service to them as their healthcare needs change. And right now what we're dealing with, right, Rob? This is going to change certain people's healthcare decisions from this point moving forward, and that's what MediConnect is there for, at no cost.
Do we want to take the caller before the break?
No, we're going to get the caller after the break. Okay. We've got to get to a break in about a minute and a half, and I don't think that's going to give Steve enough time to get his question answered. But what would you like to elaborate on?
I would just say that, you know, our people are wonderful. You know, we've been on this radio show, and we've had clients call in and praise some of our representatives. Our representatives will all do a very thorough job of talking to you about your specific situation. They're knowledgeable about all the options available, all the special election periods, and they're trained to just give you that peace of mind that I keep talking about. As you're watching the news today and you're watching the news tomorrow and Monday, and as this thing drags on and on and on, you're going to keep having more questions and keep getting more frustrated. Just know that there's a place that you can go to get your answers, and it won't cost you anything.
Yeah, I think that whole idea when you say it doesn't cost them anything, people need to understand how you get paid and why it doesn't cost them. Go ahead.
The way we get paid is when somebody becomes a member and they use MediConnect to give them their health insurance plan, we're actually paid by the health insurance carriers. You don't pay more for your plan because you deal with MediConnect. You pay the same thing as if you bought it directly from the carrier, but we are compensated by the carrier, so there's never a fee to the beneficiary.
All right, listen, let me jump in here for about a minute, and then we're going to get to Melinda with that U.S. Open update. I do want everybody to understand, truly, we'd love to hear from you. We're going to talk to Steve in Natrona Heights, but the best place to get service long after we're off the air today is to simply pick up the phone and call them. And again, that number is 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com. You can find out all of the services, everything they do, where they are. And again, more importantly, I think once you do that, you're going to understand, especially with the recent news over the last 24 hours, if you are in doubt at all about anything that has to do with your health care, get yourself some peace of mind, pick up the phone, make a call if you have friends or family members who are dealing with this. And you know what? If you're about ready to turn 65 and you're thinking, I got to get a plan done now, right, so this stuff's not going to affect me, they want to hear from you as well, too. So, hey, listen, they are really pulling out all the stops today to help you, the consumer. That's why they're in here today, giving us some time to answer your questions. But if you want to talk to them directly at MediConnect, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, or you can call us at 866-391-1020. Time now for a U.S. Open update with Melinda Roeder. All right, look, this is going to be a fast and furious final couple of minutes. So let me just remind you, even when we leave the airwaves shortly with this special edition of MediConnect, the Senior Zone, you can call them at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Brian Breisinger, Steve Hoffman, gracious enough to join us in the studio to talk about this very big story. Let's say hi now to Steve in Natrona Heights. Steve, thank you so much for holding on. Good afternoon.
Hey, Rob. Comment on being a UPMC is playing games with people's lives. Do we think it's time they start paying taxes?
We'll save that for another show. I appreciate the call. But, you know, I think we all understand there's a lot of passion here, and people are just, especially with people my age who've worked their whole life, done everything they've had to do, crossed T's, dotted I's, Brian, Steve, and they're thinking golden years. And you know how many times we're going to hear this over the next 48 hours? They call this the golden years. Yeah. I mean, this is when you're at the finish line and they tell you to go back and start the race all over again.
It really is. And I think that we're starting to get a little bit of a sense of what a big deal this is to people. We've had several callers now call in very frustrated. You're hearing some comments which seem outlandish. You know, can we sue? They're playing with people's lives. Ultimately, they are. You know, Brian shares stories all the time about his days as a financial planner and how his clients valued their health care more than even the investments of their money. And I won't speak to that. That's Brian's world. But it is really important to people. As you get to these quote-unquote golden years, Rob, what is more important to you than your health insurance and having that peace of mind and knowing that if something does happen or when something happens, you could get the best care possible and it's not going to cost you breaking the bank or cost you all your savings or cashing in your IRA to pay for it?
Brian?
Steve, I probably couldn't say it any better myself. The only thing I would add is we are being put into a position now where we're being restricted to that access, and can't stress that enough. If you are a Highmark Medicare Advantage member, or if you're a UPMC Medicare Advantage member, I don't think it hurts. And I'm not saying that the health insurance plans on either side are bad. I mean, I want to make it clear, Rob, that Steve and Brian are not here today stating that UPMC health insurance or Highmark health insurance is bad health insurance.
Not at all. It's not
the plan. It's more so the access to the network is what we're communicating to about today. There are other plans out there that have access to both networks. And I also think this is a good point in time because I remember having this conversation back in the enrollment period to speak to Medigap members. And if you recall, Steve, we had a few folks calling in back in the enrollment period saying, hey, I have Highmark Medicare Supplement or Medigap insurance, you know, where you have these letters, Plan N, Plan F, Plan C. Is this going to impact me? And the answer to that question is no. So if you are a Highmark Medicare Supplement member, this is not going to impact you today. But for all of those Medicare Advantage members out there, if you have never looked at a Medigap plan or a Medicare Supplement plan, I think it's worthwhile to look at those options. Just like we are constantly pushing on this show, the concept of free of influence from all of these carriers. That's what MediConnect stands for. So our goal is to make sure that we're looking at all of the options. Rob, it only makes common sense to make sure you turn over all the stones before you make that educated decision. And in a position like this, insurance plans that I had for the last 5 to 7 years of my life might have been completely okay. But now my network, my world is being disrupted severely. And as a result of that, I believe it's in many people's best interest to once again revisit the option and the decision they made 5 or 7 years ago. Because yes. This network is now being potentially cut by hundreds, if not thousands, of doctors, specialists. And if it was me and I have one of those health insurance plans, I want to sit down with somebody and get a little more thorough look into what my options are going to be and what my network option will be for me into the future. And to get some of those questions that we had just talked about earlier. You know, God forbid something happens and I feel like I'm in an emergency situation and I need to call 911. You know, the last thing I want to know is after all of that is said and done, and hopefully I'm taken care of, that I don't get a litany of bills in the mail, Rob, that I can't afford because I'm in retirement and I'm on a fixed income. Exactly. We want to try and be as proactive as we can to get out ahead of this. We've been talking about it since, gosh, what, Steve, August or September of last year?
Seems that way.
But
even
we
longer.
Know we had roughly 100 people within our own client base, Rob, that were Highmark Medicare Advantage members that were being told by their doctors, being told by the marketing pieces they were getting in the mail, that there was going to be a deal that was going to be worked out, and they all decided to hold off, and they weren't going to make a decision to move forward or take, you know, move into another plan. Hey, that's not our call. But now we have had phone calls as of yesterday. Once the breaking news hit, we had people already calling the office saying, hey, what do I do now? And there's several folks that are now stuck in that position until the next enrollment period.
Right.
It's unfortunate.
Brian, we need to take one more caller here. We got one more caller on our line. I want to be able to make sure we get to him.
All right, sounds good. Let's go to Rich in Plum. Rich, how you doing? Welcome to KDK Radio.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen, and happy Father's Day.
Same to you, Rich.
Thank you. I was on the cusp here because I just had, the government subsidies because I'm a cancer survivor. And then all of a sudden, they tell me I can't go here and I can't go there. And I had met with Rose Marie with your company, and she steered me in the right direction. And I'm hoping this all works out. I have not yet had a chance to use my new cards from one of the companies you represent. And I'm hoping that everything goes smoothly. I want to thank you guys for the job you guys do.
Thank you, Rich. Can I ask you a question, Rich?
Yes.
When you met with Rose Marie, how did you feel about that appointment? Did she answer all your questions? Was she knowledgeable about the things that you were experiencing?
Yes, she did. She did a very good job.
Thank you. I appreciate hearing that. Brian and I are very involved with all of our agents, and we want to make sure that they're doing a great job. So thank you for that.
Listen, guys, we're down to the final 3 minutes. So I'm going to give you each a little time to just get an overall view of what to expect and remind everyone to call 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Brian, you first.
So if I'm a listener, and I'm trying to put myself in the position of a listener on the other line here today, Rob, are you telling me that you have an organization that is going to be completely independent, not going to be biased in making decisions based on, you know, what many healthcare providers out there potentially do? You're going to be free of influence. It's not going to cost me any money. And I'm going to get sound advice and have a concierge, quote unquote, service to help me on a year-to-year basis that's still not going to cost me any money outside of, you know, what I'm paying for my premiums for my health plans? The answer to that question is yes. We are compensated by those carriers, Rob. We have said it over and over again. And many times we have people telling us it's just too good to be true. there's got to be a catch. And there really isn't. We're compensated. We have to be compensated, right? We have careers. However, at the same time, this has been a value that has been out there in the marketplace now for many, many years, and people just aren't taking advantage of it. They're calling direct to a carrier, and they're getting just that carrier's information, or they're trying to decipher through all of the materials that they're getting in the mail. That can be a daunting task, especially as health plans change and as market conditions change. We have had that each year for the last 3 years, and now we're walking into a situation where our networks are breaking up on top of it. So can't stress enough, if you have questions, if you're uncertain, that's the whole reason for MediConnect's being. Go ahead, Steve.
I started off the show by saying I really don't know what to expect. I've been involved in the Medicare insurance industry since 2004. I've seen change. I've seen plans come and go. I've even seen the switch from Medicare Supplement to Medicare Advantage. This is one of those situations, Brian, where I just don't know what to expect. I don't know what we're going to see. I don't know what people are going to experience. But I just want to reiterate to people, as you're experiencing those things, as the uncertainty is there, you have an outlet to get the answers you need in an unbiased fashion from people who truly do care about what goes on for you.
1 minute. Anything else?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're both. You're both. I think you're both, for the first time ever, speechless.
I think if one thing people always get, I hear it all the time, you know, about you and Brian sound very passionate about what you do when you're on the radio. This is who we are, Rob. We're this way all the time, 24/7, unfortunately. I'm not sure we ever even sleep. But we care about making sure that people, the consumer, isn't hurt by this change. We can't control what happens with David and Goliath. But what we can control is how it affects the people who are involved.
Brian, I got to give you just a little bit of time to chime in on what he said, because this really is an exhausting time for everyone involved with this story and your staff working overtime to meet the needs of all the questions and really the answers people are looking for.
We're Pittsburghers, Rob. That's what our organization is. It's not a national firm. We're not calling somebody in San Diego, California. We're calling somebody in Pittsburgh. And these people, for the most part, were born and raised in Pittsburgh, as I was, as Steve was. We take this marketplace very, very seriously.
Yep.
That we saw that there was a shortcoming in the market and there wasn't an outlet for people to get free independent advice, mm-hmm. and that's really what spawned MediConnect.
Listen,
it's there for everybody. Any questions you have, please just give us a call.
Brian, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day and a good weekend, okay? Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much for having us, Rob.
All right. Listen, Steve, thanks. I know you took time away from the family to be here today, and we appreciate the heavy lifting because there's obviously a demand. People need to know what these future days will hold for healthcare, and they had some very serious questions on the show, and I'm sure they're calling right now. So we appreciate your
thanks,
time.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
MediConnectInsurance.com. You can call them directly, 888-818-MEDI. Just because we're going off the air, it doesn't matter. They're going to be there, 888-818-6334. More coming up on Rob Pratt Saturday in a moment.